Well, we are WNST. AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. It is underneath here. Do I have our 28th anniversary? We're in Ocean City. Again, it's like Groundhog Day. It feels like I'm with this guy every once in a while, and Mayor's going to be here. We're down here at Mako. I'm going to let Tom Palazzo tell you about Mako. Also, his famous brother's background and all the baseball sides of things and our golf relationship. But, you know, it's that time of year where my kid and his wife are like, all right, the ocean's calling. And, I mean, the ocean calls 365 days a year for you, and the event has become this rock and roll thing. But summer sells itself down here, and Mako sells itself, and 4th of July, and Marlin, and all those things. But I'm always amazed, and I tell you this, once a year I make this drive, I come down here, just the explosion of people, and that this is not a three-month-a-year sleepy town that I remember from the 80s.
That's correct. I mean, it's, you know, we strategically want to become a year-round community. We've got some great things happening all year round. And you know, we, you know, again, we used to be last one out, turn the lights out, but now it's like a hidden gem out there, we'd like to say. You know, the off-season is just bustling. You know, as you mentioned, we have three great concerts, Ocean's Calling, Country Calling, Boardwalk Rock. The Performing Arts Center here in the Convention Center is crazy. We've got great events like Bill Engvall coming up. You know, we've got a Toby Keith tribute. I've got Terry Fader coming. I've got Broadway shows with Miss Doubtfire, The Music Man. So you can find something to do here. And, you know, again, there's, you know, the Convention Center is kind of the hub. We're here today with Mako, Maryland Association of Counties.
Now, what is this? So people don't, you know, this is the kind of thing, they could do this at Rocky Gap. They could do this downtown Baltimore at the Convention Center. They could do it in Annapolis, right? Yep. But it's a summer event that's here that is like a calling for people who work in the state, right?
Correct. I mean, you know, Ocean City's, you know, really Maryland's crown jewel, second largest city in Maryland during the summer. And it's just the perfect location. We have a beautiful building, 250,000 square feet. You know, we got 11,000 hotel rooms, 20,000 short-term rentals. You know, a boardwalk that's been here. You know, the town just celebrated its 150 years. So, you know, we have a lot of nostalgia. You know, people, you know, used to be the rite of passage as a Marylander to make sure you came to the beach.
Guilty. As charged. Yes, that was me.
So, you know, and I'm
the only guy in my friends who never was arrested here for drinking beer on the beach.
You did good. You did really well.
It's not that I didn't drink on the beach. You know, I'm just saying. But, you know, you say rite of passage and all of that. And you mentioned hotel rooms. And I just got to say, I drove in today because I spent the night in Salisbury. I went up to Dewey to see the Bodines. I was here. I saw you in the afternoon. I went to three or four places. And incidentally, my cousin from Delaware, he lives up in Newark, Delaware, saw me out of his condo window last night, and I'm getting, so I have, my cousin is on the beach here, whom I haven't seen in a couple of years, yelling at me out on the coastal highway. So you got friends everywhere in Ocean City. Everybody comes together down here. But hotels, last night I had two dudes that ran like the Hilton, and they came to me and they told me they've been sold out 77 nights in a row, because a guy with me said, I need a room tomorrow, and he's like, we don't have any rooms. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, back when I was a young man, and I would come down here and I'd stay at the Spanish Main or the Breakers or the Shoreham or the Madison Beach Motel. I can tell you all the places I stayed, or the Three Cheers where I had a condo in Summers on 28th Street. All these places, we didn't have a Marriott to stay at or Holiday Inn. There was no Quality Inn. It might have been a Ramada here at some point. And I remember when Princess Royale came in and the Bayside came in. There were no Hyatt places. None of those chains and brands wanted to be here. And as I understood it, and I was a journalist, and I almost came down here in the 80s. I was almost the Baltimore Sun summer reporter. They were smart not to send me down here in 1991. But damn, I wanted that job. And I tried hard to get that gig to live down here and be the beat reporter covering fish back in the day.
Yeah.
But it seemed to me, even when I went open like the old mobile travel guides, because we didn't have the internet or anything, this was a place that was unattractive to those kind of businesses because it did shut down. Correct. It really was like, how is Holiday Inn going to operate down here? How are they going to have beds, people in them, maids, the things that like change? Because they were all family businesses down here, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is the thing for me as I sat at a red light today and said, oh, my God, there's another Marriott property. There's another, that, there's another Hyatt. I don't even know how many of those there are now, a couple dozen probably. But that is just such an economic sign to me of what the growth here has been. And I'll talk to the mayor about that as well. But that really is something that you've seen happen since you were hitting me on Rum Point and all the golf courses up on the north side 30 years ago, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you look, you know, the Brand Hotel is certainly a significant factor. People recognize, you know, the importance of, you know, the quality of stay that, you know, Ocean City delivers. So, yeah, we've had a lot of Brand Hotels move in. And, you know, the beauty about some of those things is, you know, we're always known as, you know, the boutique, you know, hotel where the locals would manage the hotel properties. And, again, they've been approached by the brands. They've changed over. They've redeveloped. You know, Hilton is a perfect example, brand new. You know, there's, a ton of properties up and down the beach that, you know, are taking advantage of the, you know, the marketing of the brand. And but we still have the mom and pops, I like to say.
100%.
And, you know, we're still Ocean City. We're able to keep our, you know, our vibe, I will call it, or our brand intact. And, you know.
Well, the sun's out today, and that's part of the logo, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, we're somewhere to smile about.
Right there.
Yeah, that's it.
I want
right
one
here.
Of those. That's good.
I'll give you that when I
told you. So it's your rebrand. We did that last year. Tom Perlazzo's here. Don't call him Sam. What is your official title? Because I don't want to get it wrong.
Now, I'm the Director of Tourism and Business Development.
Well, I got the right guy here if we're talking about tourism and development. All right, headlines. I mean, I did, just for anybody listening, we're at Mako. If you want to see him and I last year talk about the roots of getting the concerts here, or you want to see the mayor and I talk about windmills, every year there seems to be an issue, but the issue you and I have talked about from the minute, I mean, probably the minute I knew you 20 or 30 years ago, was you love sports. Sports is your background. Your brother is Sam Perlazzo, and he's doing well, and you can give a little update on him as well. But you came down here under the guise of, you're Perlazzo's like Aparicio. It means baseball. I mean,
correct.
It means sports, right? Like,
it does.
Literally. And from that time, you have been saying to me, and look, I saw the box lacrosse and the soccer down here, and I told you about playing. I've had when Fish was the mayor, and before that, playing softball down on Fifth Street under the tower. Sports has been a part of this, but this is the thing where Disney World and other places are luring little leagues, lacrosse groups, soccer groups. Downtown Baltimore gets the volleyball kids into the convention center. That is, that's always made sense to me, you know, that you guys really want to make this. Now, we talked about the hotels. Let's get these tournaments. Let's have the state tournament for whatever, the nationals or the regionals in Ocean City, Maryland, but you need a facility for that, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, we're built for it. You know, the playcation, I'll call it. You know, where families come down. I mean, that's our target audience. You know, we need moms and pops and kids and dad and grandmom to come down and watch the kids.
And
play.
Enough three sport kids, but I'll get to that. But
yeah,
whatever. No. But that is part of the specialty, is that there ain't travel anymore, and you know, league teams and whatever. There's where are we going to
that's
travel,
right,
and stay in a hotel and try to get our kid a scholarship? Right. That's sort of where this all is, right?
Exactly. I mean, you look. I mean, it's a $200 billion business. You know, that's the sports ETA put that out, and you know, you know for Ocean City to take advantage, again, we're just built for it with the hotels, the short-term rentals, the restaurants, and our beautiful beach. You know, you know we can host, I mean, we have about 10 weeks in this building at the convention
center. Disney World doesn't even have a beach. Now,
right.
Be honest with me. You looked at these concerts and what was going on in beach areas down on the Gulf of Mexico and different things that were happening, to say what's happening in other places. Huntington Beach does one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just these festival concerts, the sports thing. Who owns that? Because I think to myself, Disney. And then I think of places I've been, like Dollywood or the Missouri, the Ozarks, and those kinds of places that are mountain resorts, or even I said Rocky Gap or even Deep Creek, but who has these complexes? Other, I've been at Disney World for sure. Myrtle Beach, I'm trying to think of other places that are doing a good job that you're like, hey, they did that in 2009 and they're getting this many rooms out of it. Because I know this is, you're not throwing darts here. This is a sophisticated thing you're doing.
Well, we've done, you know, our due diligence as far as, you know, checking our competitors. But you mentioned Myrtle Beach. But our biggest competitor in the sports industry will be Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. I didn't know that. Okay.
Very, very large indoor complex. They've got about five different complexes. It is absolutely crazy. And, you know, I like to use this as an example. You know, Memorial Day this year. You know, we had a hiccup with the concert. We had to postpone the Boardwalk Rock, and then Memorial Day weekend, it rained all weekend. You know, Ocean City's predicated on sun.
Sizzle right here.
Yeah, and if no sun, no visitors, especially that time of year. But in the sports world, you know, we looked at Virginia Beach. It rained all weekend down there.
They crushed it.
They had 10,000 athletes there and families, and they were, you know, gutting it out.
What were they doing? What was the sport?
It was lacrosse, soccer. They were inside playing basketball, volleyball.
Beach. Airport to get in there,
airport
right?
Airport to get in. Yeah. And we were like, hey, you know, it's been discussed well over a decade here in Ocean City.
I've been talking about it with you since the minute we started talking, right? Because
yeah.
It's your jam. And it, look, we're all getting older. We all want to put a signature on something, you know. Yeah. I just reinvented myself here 28 years in.
Congratulations.
Into it. Well, thank you. I think you want to put a signature on something. If you're alive and I'm alive and you're over there for a ribbon cutting and a shovel and a this and a that, and then to see it come to life, those are the beautiful things about, like, even seeing Camden Yards come to life, whatever the next bridge is going to be, and I'll be talking about all of that. It would be a monumental achievement, I think, for you and for Rick and for just this
Correct.
Piece of administration to say this would be your little gateway arch that you leave behind a little bit, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, look, this is a game changer for tourism in Ocean City. You know, look, you know, we'll always be, you know, without something like this in the arsenal of tourism, you know, we need product.
What can you do now? Wait. Somebody comes and says, what kinds of sports things are you capable of doing now, and then how would that explode?
You know, look, we've got, again, you can do anything A to Z, but look, all the outdoor sports you can think of, all the indoor sports you can think of.
You have softball diamonds here. Yeah, you have volleyball. You have lacrosse.
We will attract national events here that bring hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, we just announced this. I'll just give you an example of the magnitude. We just announced this the other day, and yesterday I have a phone call from an operator out in Ohio wanting to get on the list and book the tournaments before anybody else does. We haven't even put a shovel on the ground. That's the kind of impact that Ocean City is going to have. It is going to be, in the sports world, the Disney.
I'd rather come to Ocean City than Virginia Beach.
Right,
I'm just
Disney.
Saying. Like, you know, right?
Yep.
Pack the kids up. We're going to take them somewhere. I mean, it's not hard to say, oh, the event's down at the beach in June. Okay, let's take the kid. Let's go.
Absolutely.
We, you know, mom goes to the beach with the other kids, and we drop the did whatever we got to do. And
yeah, you know, they stay longer. They eat at restaurants. They enjoy our amusements. You know, it is a high-value consumer, either way you want to look at
Where's
it.
Where's this going to be in a perfect world? What happens here? Where are we putting
it? In a perfect world, we're putting it in Berlin. And hopefully in the next 45 days, everything's passed. We purchased the property. And, you know, the state of Maryland gets behind it. And then 6-8 months later, we're putting a shovel.
What needs to happen? And I'll ask the mayor aside when he's here, but where are the dominoes? Where are the hurdles? I mean, let's be honest. This isn't a new thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
I saw it get into the news on my timeline literally over coffee this morning. I'm like, good day to have Palazzo on to talk about this, because it does feel closer than conceptual in the way that we've talked about in previous years. What's happened over the last year to get this to the magic point where, like, you really feel like next year we might have a shovel in the ground?
Yeah, we, you know, look, we started out, mayor and council had the vision that, you know, this was a great project for us to do. So what they did is they took steps in, you know, securing funding. That was the very first thing. They increased the room tax and dedicated a portion of that to go toward the building of a sports complex, which is really, really
smart. So you started
smart.
Putting money into piggy bank.
We started putting money into
piggy bank. Oh, I love that.
Exactly.
All right, good. All right.
And now...
Republicans running the place down here. They're trying. We're all different. It's fine, though. But having the money, like, where's the money coming from,
right?
Yeah,
and that's really the main hiccup that people, you know, are concerned about. But this is not a tax dollar or, you know, a taxpayer funded project. This is going to pay for itself through the room tax, as well as an opportunity, just like we did here at the convention center, through the Maryland Stadium Authority. So it'll be, you know, our goal is an
intended to be. Investment.
It's a true investment for the state and the city. So then we, you know, there's a ton of hurdles as we go through all the engineering, all the permitting, all the environmental stuff, state highway, you know, everything A to Z. But, you know, that's typical for every project. You know, what we see in the beginning is all the naysayers come out. We don't like where it's at. Stay in Ocean City. Why?
To build it on this peninsula?
It's impossible. We don't have 190 acres. We don't have, you know, we're lucky to have 2 acres available.
Yeah, right.
You know, and if it's available, I can assure you it's going to have some houses.
And you want to make it grand, right?
Oh, yeah, we want.
And listen, for Ocean City, and I'll say this to the mayor, like, I'm not partial to any county or Salisbury or Eastern or Cambridge or even Maryland or America. It's just sort of like do the right thing. And if the right thing is let's grow Berlin. Growing Berlin's good for Ocean City, too, right?
Oh,
it's good for the county. It's good for the state. You know, there's always. How are we going to grow this other than up?
That's correct. I mean, look, you know, Ocean
City. It's a bunch of sand over here.
Ocean City is the crown jewel for Worcester County. Look, 60 cents of every tax dollar comes out of Ocean City. That supports Berlin, Snow Hill, Pocomoke. Look, we without Ocean City as the engine.
Saying that about Baltimore, but that's okay for the state.
I mean,
well, it is true, though.
It's absolutely true. And again, we want Berlin to prosper. We want Snow Hill to prosper. We want Pocomoke to prosper. But the only way to do things like this is to invest. And we're investing in ourselves. We got to generate the money to be able to do the things that we want to do in town here. You know, we're trying to underground utilities at Baltimore Avenue. Well, you know, we got to figure out a way to fund it. And the best thing about this is that, you know, 60% of the room tax goes to the general fund to support the police for public safety, roads for public works. So, you know, everything goes hand in hand. But, you know, tourism is really a revenue generator, and this particular product can generate lots of revenue for the town
year round.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Tom Palazzo's here. He runs things down here at the beach. We'll have the mayor on at some point. I got Bill Henry coming on. I have Senator Chris Van Hollen coming on. The mayor of Frederick, Michael O'Connor's coming on. I think Emily Keller's coming on to talk about she's our drug czar in the States. We got a lot of things, a lot of issues, but nothing that's more near and dear to my heart. It's my 35th anniversary of being on the radio. It's coming up later this year, and I've sort of broken the news that I'm going to. Part of this is because baseball might not play next year. I'm going to feature my 35 favorite rock and roll everything. Stories, concerts, interviews. So it's going to be a big year next year. You had the boardwalk thing. You've had country things. But Ocean's Calling is your Super Bowl now. Like, really a signature event. I know Michael Jordan visited everyone down here last week. Because I saw Michael Jordan everywhere.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
Was he really here?
He was here.
He did come
but
here.
But all that what you saw was AI. He's pretty private when he comes here.
I have a feeling he is, yes.
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, but talk about fun. I mean, in on the joke. Michael Jordan's been everywhere on the beach, right, because he's here. He's a little over the hill anyway. Michael Jordan's kind of jumped the shark, you know. But Ocean's Calling hasn't, and is it still ascending as you see it? I mean, it's had weather. It's had all sorts of ish that's tried to screw it up, but you can't screw it up when the bands come in and it's as good as it is. And every year I'm looking at it and saying, all right, I'm going to go on Friday. You know, you know, I hope the weather holds up. But
it's definitely ascending. Look, when you put your tickets on sale, 20 minutes later, you're sold out. I will
100,000? Like, it's literally like
that,
right?
Well, it's 55,000 people a day. Ticketed.
Okay.
And plus. But, you know, the beauty about that, again, it's music has been one of those pillars for tourism, you know, just like our niche sports, golf, fishing, et cetera, or dining. But the music world, I mean, it's crazy. We sold tickets in all 50 states and international.
I told him it was going to work. I did. I mean, I remember you put it on. I'm like, I was like, to the moon. You're telling me OAR and Mark Roberge. And, you know, he came down and we're going to do this once, try to pull it off. And then the weather screwed you. And you still
have it off again.
Built something out of this that I think you want more, right? You want three or four of these, right?
Absolutely. We have three right now. And, you know, we're always exploring some other options. But those music events, I mean, they're national, you know, acts like Dave Matthews, 21 Pilots. You got Gwen Stefani coming for that event. But look, they tweet. They use their social media like you do.
When they say they're in Ocean City, Maryland,
you know it. And, you know, what we hope is, in most of the cases, 70% of those visitors that attended last year have never been to Ocean City.
Really?
So, you know, our deal is,
really?
Look, you get them here for a concert, they see how beautiful the beach is and what's going on.
They'll come back a week early next year.
They're coming back a week earlier. They're coming for a summer vacation. I love this little town. I mean, California, Washington, Idaho. I mean, think about it. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, and thank goodness we have a great promoter in C3, but those followers that love Dave Matthews, as an example, they will travel the world to
see
him.
I love Bryan Adams. I flew to Montevideo to see him. I saw AC/DC in Santiago, Chile. I am a music traveler at this point, which is why I'm doing this rock thing, which is why it really appeals to me, because making memories. I drove up to Dewey Beach last night to see the Bodines, right? So like, I love music that much.
Nice.
I walked out of a party with free booze at Secrets and Fagers to drive up. And I'm not here to promote anything in Delaware or their tax-free this or that, and I'll get Leonard Raskin and all that. But they've built that Freeman Arts Pavilion up there where Styx is coming in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
I see people up there. I've seen your former mayor, whom I gave a hug to. I had two mayors of Ocean City on the right and the left of me last night. And he goes up there and tweets and puts pictures on the fact that this peninsula has become a music place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was not the case. I mean, I married my wife 20 years ago. She's got like a little Merriweather up in the mountains by Laconia, and it's called Meadowbrook. It's a Merriweather in the middle of New Hampshire. And I thought to myself, well, this is a beach. It's sort of their beach. It's the lakes and like all the mountains and all that. And I'm thinking, well, the Eastern Shore never had those kind of concerts the last 25 years.
No.
That was more for D.C. and Nissan Pavilion or Philly or Baltimore. Now that the Shore has established festivals, a festival place, concerts, mm-hmm. I remember being here with Styx the first time you guys sort of tried to pull it off seven or eight years ago.
7 or 8 years ago, that's correct.
And that was like, that was a major undertaking, right?
It was. I mean, you know, look, you know, all the skeptics out there, they can tell you all the reasons why we can't do it, but none of them can tell you why. And that's when they brought me in. I said, look, I'm going to be that positive guy. We're going to do it. You know,
when did you think it was a good idea? I mean, did you fly down to Alabama or any of these Florida? Because Styx does these things on the beach down in, I mean, they do them in Cancun now. They do them on boats. I mean, these festivals, they're trying to get me on a boat for an 80s thing. And I'm like, I don't do boats.
Yeah, the boats are,
after Jaws, and it's a one-way, no offense to boats, but like, I want to be on the beach. But I've seen these things grow. Did you attend one? I mean, you could crunch the numbers and say police and parking and security and all of those issues, and you have the beach for it. But I think until you've seen it, it's hard to bet on it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we from the tourism perspective, we knew that music was a driver. But we did. We researched a company, which happened to be C3, and we went to Florida to check the event out in Tampa. We were like blown away by the volume of people, the level of professionalism the promoter put together, and just the buzz, you know, around
it feels
town.
Like something's going on, right?
Something's happening everywhere you walk in town. I'm like, what?
Shirts.
You know, shirts and the merch was everywhere, and I'm thinking,
it's almost like BTS in Baltimore the other day. Get them down to the beach.
That's right. So we were like, why can't we do this here? Again, that was the point. You know, they said, well, you can't do it on the beach. No, you can't enclose the boardwalk. No, you won't get a liquor license. You know what? We did it all. And it's been the best thing that's happened to Ocean City in a long, long time.
Do detractors come up to you at your advanced age from 10, 15 years ago, the old timers who didn't want it or whatever, and say, You're right. Does that,
No, they have short-term memory. It's all their idea now.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, I will hear that. But so tell me why it didn't happen before. It is a big idea, and it is a lot of work. And there is a point where there is a point for me, and I'm not the conservative one here, but I would say, you know what? Get the freaking sun and the beach and the boats and that's enough. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That should be enough to get. We got pools, family, boardwalk. That should be enough. We shouldn't need to do more. But that's not reality. That is too conservative, yeah. I think, for what. For especially when you're trying to drive the tax base and grow things, you have to be a little bold. And I think with that beach there, you've taken a shot on something that, if you take it away now, you couldn't.
Right? It's $500 million of economic benefit to Ocean City and the state of Maryland. It's not going anywhere. We're going to do
everything we can
to keep it. But, you know, look.
Man, that was 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago. You announced they're just trying to pull it off once, and now you're like, it's here forever. And I'm
we've got a long-term contract with the promoter, and we got some things up our sleeves.
Stones?
Elvis?
Elvis,
yeah. But look, I can tell you, you know, it change is hard, especially down here on the Eastern Shore. You know, we're a small community. You know, everyone has an opinion. And, you know, we needed some trust. And I think basically that's what's happened. We pulled off one concert. We said, look, we want to do another. And they said, okay. You know, the business community got behind it. You know, they could actually see the numbers. Even though we visited New Jersey, we went to, you know, down to Tampa to see the concerts. We've seen all this. We've shown them video. I had to take an entourage down to Tampa. You know, police, fire, EMS, special events. It was crazy. But
can you get me in on Friday? That's all. I'm just looking at the.
What do you got
I
here?
Got the roster here.
Yeah,
man. I want to promote the real event.
We can get you in. All you got to do is let me know.
Dave Matthews Band, Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie's. There's my guys.
Yep.
There's my guys. Ludacris, Luda, OAR, Yellow Card, Shaggy.
Yeah.
Liz Phair, Everlast, Gavin DeGraw. I don't want to be better than Ezra. Sons of Legion, KT, Tunstall, and then on Saturday, 21 Pilots, Gwen Stefani, Goo Goo Dolls. My wife's going to want to be at that one. Third Eye Blind, All Time Low, Baltimore Zone, 311,
yes.
Violent Femmes, why can't I get, just won't get, Dashboard Confessional, Corinne Bailey, woo!
Yeah.
Bailey Ray, excuse me, Everclear, Dishwalla, and then Sunday, Mumford & Sons, Matchbox 20, Clamp, My Morning Jacket, The Head, Heart, and Susanna Hoffs, look at this. Special set by OAR and Friends.
Oh, yeah. That's
Robert
very
Irvine's going to be here cooking food, right?
Yes.
Jason Biggs from American Pie.
Yep.
OceansCallingFestival.com. It's right here in Ocean City, Maryland, September 25th, 26th, 27th. And if you don't know about Ocean's Calling, call my kid. He'll tell you all about it because he loves it. It's his favorite festival.
Yeah, it's an amazing festival. And then, you know, look, 3 days, 4 days later, Country Calling. You know, where we got
Chris Stapleton. Go ahead. I'm not going to promote that.
You know, Lainey Wilson.
You don't need help
I'm not a.
What is it, Country Calling?
Yeah, Country Calling.
This tells you about my country. It never
I'm not
shows
a country
up my,
guy either.
It never shows up in my timeline. I didn't even know. Like, I sort of know it exists now that I'm sitting next to you, and I'm.
Well, the beauty is, you know, we put the infrastructure down.
It existed a minute ago. So.
Yeah.
Country Calling? Is that what it's called?
Country Calling Festival.
Okay, all right. Country Calling Festival. I want to get the whole line up for. Is Morgan Wallen going to be here? That's all I want
to
know.
No, he's not here, but we have the next best, Chris Stapleton, right?
Country
now.
Call. I like him.
He's Stapleton's awesome.
I'm on the Tennessee whiskey thing.
You got Lainey Wilson.
Rascal Flatts, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Dierks Bentley. I see all this here. Lainey Wilson. Miranda Lambert. I've heard of her.
Yeah.
So I've even heard of these people.
Guys. You know
this
them
is a
all.
Real thing.
It's the real thing. It's huge. So
look. I was out in Vegas for one of those and all the hats. And I thought it was it's going to look like Nashville down here for a weekend, right?
It's like Bike Week, man. They come dressed up.
First week of October, is that what it is?
Yeah, first weekend of October. Right. Yeah, it's really, really good. 2 days this year.
I'm busy that weekend.
Yeah.
Not with a real baseball.
Maybe. We wish. We wish.
Hey.
We wish.
Can I talk a little baseball?
Yeah, let's talk baseball.
All right. Let's talk baseball.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I don't feel good.
I don't feel good. And that's not just because of what they did to your brother.
Yeah.
How's your brother?
He's doing great. You know, he's in Tampa.
Who's he working?
Off and on. He does like rehab, but he's
but he's not working for a team.
He's not working for a team.
He's not scouting.
They'll call him and say, "Look, I need to. Can you put this guy through the paces? What do you think about this kid?" You know, he'll do that from time to time. But you know, he's enjoying retirement, and you know, we kind of giggle. You know, we talk all the time and talk about the Orioles, and because he's getting a little bit of that, and the other teams. And look, you got to make hay in August. There's no question to get to that wild card.
It's a big week, man.
It's
these Tampa Yankees,
yeah.
This is big.
If
you want to make hay, this is it.
This is it. So that's what he's always said. He's kind of trying to figure out what the heck's going on with the O's, like you and I. But I've been pretty disappointed. But I'm an Oriole fan, and it's hard. You know, I can complain like everybody else. You know what I mean? But I still watch him. You know, I love Jackson Holliday. I just hate reading stuff that he's trade bait now.
Rutschman? No.
Rutschman, I was pissed that he went to Boston. What is going on?
Well, I think part of that is the labor thing. You know, getting back to my rock in 35 years, and you're like, are we going to have baseball? Can I plan for Sarasota next year? And I don't think – Listen, I've had Buster Olney, Tim Kirchner, I've had all these people on the show in the last 3 weeks. I was at the All-Star game in Philly. I think they're preparing to think, like, let's get a bunch of minor leaguers and let them play next year, and that'll make our team better in 28. And I don't want to say they're sailing off 27, but the owner's hiding, talking about he's embarrassed. He thinks he's embarrassed. How do you think all of us feel?
Yeah.
So, and I talk about it every day of my life, Tom. I mean, it's the basis of my business. You have Luke's out in Ravens training camp right now. I'd love to have a two-sport problem. We don't have 35 years of me doing radio. I haven't had that problem in October. It's more of a punchline. And football's ramping up. And in this next 10 days, they go 2-8. You know,
Done.
We won't be watching in September. It'll be on to something.
That's correct.
May help Ocean's Calling as well. Tom Palazzo's here. So listen, man, I love the little button. I want one of those. I want to like promote the beach. I never bother you for Ocean's Calling tickets, even though my son asked me to. The only thing I'm going to bother you for, I got to get Sammy's number because I want to get him on. I want to talk some baseball.
We can definitely do that. He's, you know, I tell you, he's still sharp as a tack, and you know, I keep bugging him like, Sam, let's get back in.
Is he golfing?
He is golfing, yeah.
All right.
He can hit it all over the map. He's got the longest
seminar
I've
ever seen. When's
the last
time you guys went out as brothers from Cumberland who love each other, who love the beach, who love golf? When's the last time you hit a golf ball with your brother?
Last year.
All right.
Yeah.
That's special, though,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, you know, I have two brothers. You know, I was going to mention when you were talking about the strike and things that may come up, my oldest brother was with the Padres at that point, Nick. He was a first baseman. First strike came along.
81?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, he ended up being a teacher. You know, had 6 years in, and that's where, when you say we're a baseball family, we were a baseball family.
My last name's Aparicio, bro.
Yeah,
I
know that guy.
Like, yeah, like, I can't shake it, you know? I mean, even though I'm wearing purple today for some, it's more lavender.
I thought about wearing purple today, too, but I was, you know.
Got all those Pirates fans down here, Stillers fans.
Oh, no Stillers. They're at Bucksy's Salty Dog.
In Cumberland, when you were a kid, was it, I mean,
Colts.
Clemente.
Colts and Pirates.
Well, you had Clemente, Stargell, you had Brooks and Frank.
Yep.
I mean, you're sort of my age, like of that era. Baseball was ubiquitous, but like I grew up in East Baltimore, being able to go to 33rd Street, I have all those memories.
Yep.
I think when you're out in the mountain, it's amazing to me how baseball comes to things. And even when I drove through, what's the little town out there where we have a Hall of Famer? Is it Lefty Grove?
Lefty Grove,
it's from,
of course,
from the Lone Oconee.
Lone Oconee, yeah. You know,
we had the billionaire
in
the lottery for my lottery partners. There's a little park there. I mean, there's a real baseball thing out in your part of the world that when I have Leo on, I mean, Leo Mazzoni
Leo
and your Mazzoni, brother
you
and you.
John Kruk was from that area. He, you know,
they
the Kruckster and I are great friends. I mean, they have Bobby Robertson with the Pirates.
Have you drank a beer with John Kruk in your life?
Of course. Played golf together.
God, can I just want to touch you?
Anybody
drank a beer with John Kruk,
he's really a terrific human being.
So I have a John Kruk story, right?
Okay.
He ambles in 1993 All-Star game. So that was a day when I met Michael Jordan. That was a day when Barry Bonds signed an autograph and was kind to me, and I sat with Tony Gwynn. I have a picture of Bill Murray in a Cubs outfit that day. It was the day Michael Jordan decided to play baseball, if you remember. On that day, I was doing bumpers. 1993, so I'm in my second year of radio, second year Camden Yards, second year of radio, and I'm waiting when all these Hall of Famers come in. Dutch Dalton's on that, you know, I'm trying to think of all the fake. Ken Griffey was there, hit the home run, right? McGuire was an A at the time. And Kruk comes in looking hungover with a bag. Look, he's, you know, coming in. And they went to the World Series that year, 93. So they were like really, they had five All-Stars on that team. I think Hollins might have been on that team. Maybe Dykstra. I don't know. But either way, he comes in and I had a paper that was, "Hi, my name is Tom Perlazzo, and you're listening to the Budweiser Sports Forum with Nasty Nestor Aparicio. Give him a call at 410-481-1570 and add something to the show. And Nestor, be nice to me." It was always like a line to give me a kick in the balls on the way out, right? And I'd write it. Bill Murray did this for me. Everybody. So I gave it to Kruk, and Kruk's like, "Man, I can't read."
He can read.
I swear to God, he did it for me, though. Did it for me. So I have it. I'll bust those out.
Yeah.
But John Kruk gave it. But I never had a beer with John Kruk. So that, to me, that would be.
He
know.
Was something. Now, look, you know, my brother and I can tell you, we did for 15 years, we did a celebrity golf tournament here in Ocean City to raise money for the kids.
I remember this.
I was the director of recreation and parks at the time.
A lot of the Orioles guys would come down, right? Oh, Dempsey, Tippy, all those guys,
all
right?
All of them. They were regular. Singleton. It was just amazing. Kruk, you know, would come. John and I, against we get Leo Mazzoni. You know, we did so much.
And then
here.
Leo would call a couple of Braves.
He would call a couple of Braves.
Yeah,
and, you know,
Smoltz
might come and
play because he'd like
here.
To play, right?
Sam's with Cincinnati. I got Tom Browning. I got Schilling. I got all these guys down here that were, you know,
Bilecki lives down here,
yeah,
right?
You,
so right,
you
yeah.
don't, you know, you don't realize who these people were. I mean, not we did, but it would sell out every year. We'd
Bobby DePaul ran the Redskins
Bobby
and the Bears.
DePaul.
He's right up
He's
on 81st
right up the
Street.
Road. That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. So you know, it was great. We raised money for the kids. We needed little league uniforms. They had a great time. We put them up.
Right.
It was right at the end of the season. We'd always sit there and say, "Who's going to make it based on the postseason?" You know, we're like, "Oh God, our event's in like October." You know, if the Orioles go to the World Series or if
imagine
the Phillies,
how good this golf tournament's going to be when you have the sports complex with its Super Bowl and you bring a golf tournament down here, give the dad something to do.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
we're going to kill
how
it.
How many golf courses are down here within 15 minutes of where I'm sitting on 39th Street right now?
So there's probably 17.
17.
Yeah. 17
how many were
shows.
Here 25 years ago when you and I were promoters at golf?
Five, six,
two.
Eight?
Two.
Two. Yeah, two.
So I'll leave you with this, and I want to promote. Tom Perlazzo's here. We're going to have the mayor of Ocean City as well. We're at Mako. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I haven't even broken out my Ravens scratch-offs and all that stuff. GBMC also putting us on the road. Big thanks to them. And Farnan and Dermer, they are the comfort guys as well. By the way, man, I usually bring a sweatshirt down because it's
don't
cold.
Need it in here.
They put me on the second floor. I'm on the Bayside. I have beautiful lighting. I have great guests, and I'm not freezing my tail off. So I promote my HVAC guys on that.
You reminded me of something. I took some Powerball tickets last night. I didn't check them. Anybody win?
I got to go to mdlottery.com. I have it right on my app. I'll let you know in a second here. You're distracting me.
I can't help it.
So I was in line yesterday, and you know I'm not a golfer, and I make fun of all the golfers, but I don't hate golf. I just don't play. I mean, the ball doesn't move. How hard can it be? I'm a baseball guy.
I got to play your foul balls in golf. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So I'm in line. Guys are waiting to get free orange crushes at the free Mako party, at the free Mackey's, wherever I was. And they're in line in front of me, and they're like, "Yeah, did you play golf? Yeah, play golf." Golf guys, you know, hats, yeah. Money guys. We're at a Republican thing. Golf, golf. And he's like, "Yeah, we got out there, man. Mosquitoes. Oh, my God, the mosquitoes. Yeah. First six holes, they tore me up." And I'm thinking, man. Mosquitoes in golf? I don't even want to know about that.
Oh,
you know, spray. You got to spray, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
really.
It's like jellyfish and mosquitoes are going hand in hand killing us here. It's crazy.
I go to the pool then, man.
The skeeters, you know, I thought I was going to, you know, die of DEET because I sprayed down three times playing golf. It was crazy. But, you know, eventually, if the winds get a little bit of wind
Give
right
me some
now,
wind.
There's zero wind. But
I don't even think of mosquitoes as a hazard for golfing.
It's a hazard.
You know what I mean?
It's
literally, like, it's just not. If I went to golf, which I'm not doing today, but thank you, Classic 5, and I ran into Jen last night at the. Okay. But so, I mean, I kid, but, like, it's 4 hours on a golf course, and I'm thinking sun, sunblock, hit the ball, beer, pee, hit the ball, get in the cart, walk.
No cell phone.
Let's do
though.
Business. Let's do business.
That's it.
Let's,
that's it.
You know, like do all that. And I'm thinking, add mosquitoes to that, and I'll be at the 19th hole. I'll just meet you at the bar.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, I'm telling you, it depends on where you play. What time of day?
I hate mosquitoes.
I hate mosquitoes. In the shade, you can't go in the shade because that's where the mosquitoes hang out.
I've removed snakes easier than dealing with mosquitoes. That's how much I hate them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's my sweet blood. Tom Palazzo's here. He runs things in Ocean City. They're trying to get the sports complex built. So next step, I'll pick this up with the mayor in a minute, but what's the timeline, ideally? What's the perfect scenario? If everything goes perfect, what happens?
So we're looking November to get before the state. I'll have them evaluate the project, and then, you know, if it gets approved sometime, you know, after the veto period by the governor, we'll close on the property, and then we'll start.
But this is not a legislature issue next year. It's a governor issue.
It could be. It's okay. You know, it's probably both.
I'm just trying to understand the hurdles.
Yeah, you know, so that's a hurdle. That's a hurdle for us.
I don't want to say it's controversial. It's just money, but it's not like
it's not like investment.
The windmills or something.
That's correct.
I mean, I don't think anybody's against this. It's where to put it, how to put it. Is it a good idea? Show me.
Exactly.
I I've done sports wagering. I mean, I've done hard issues here. The horse racing thing's a hard issue.
It's an investment.
I don't see this sports thing as being. I'd like to meet the detractors and just hear what they'd have to say about it because. Makes all the sense in the world to me. And again, not just because I'm a sports guy or a music guy for concerts. I'm an economic development guy.
Absolutely.
I see what's good for down here, and it's very obvious that this is good for down here.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, like I said, we'll be, you know, I don't think this is going to be an easy project to get up and running, but, you know, I think everybody's on board.
Well, you got me.
I love the
you
challenge.
You got me.
We're good. Well, we could use the help. Thank you.
Screw Virginia Beach. They're coming to Ocean City.
That's right.
All right. Tom Palazzo's here. We're down here at Ocean City, Maryland. One day he's going to give me – it is the best logo.
Here, look here. Let me get
it. Is a great – no, don't give me that one. Yeah. I don't want yours.
I got plenty in the office. There you go.
All right.
Put that on, baby.
Put it on,
baby. Bear will like that when he comes.
Ocean City, Maryland. Back for more from Mako. We're Baltimore Positive.